Hello, I'm George Myland. Well, this is a video to call for freedom for my fellow Irishman, Enoch Burke, currently incarcerated, looking to spend another Christmas behind bars. So, Mr. Burke, he comes from a very religious Brady family in Galway, where his parents run a Christian school. They're not mainstream Christians, either Catholic or Protestant. They're one of the fundamentalist Protestant denominations. So, Mr. Burke, qualified as a teacher, and it was teaching in a Church of Ireland school in County Meath, if I got that right, Wilson's Hospital School, because hospital in the old days meant any charitable institution, not just an infirmary. So they've been involved in campaigning for many Christian fundamentalist causes. But things came to a head a few years ago when one of the pupils in his school decided that he or she was non-binary, so both a girl and a boy at the same time or something. And the principal instructed Mr. Burke to address this pupil as they, them. But I wouldn't say they, them to a person, but speaking about a person, saying they, them. So this Enoch Burke refused to do on the basis that gender is binary, cannot be non-binary, and a girl can't be a boy, and a girl can't be a boy can't be a girl can't be a boy, that's it, and it's divinely ordained and so on. Now, I don't endorse Mr. Burke's beliefs on many things. So, well, my religious beliefs, well, do I keep them to myself? I'm not a religious person. So he seems like a monomaniac, faintly fruitcake to me, but completely harmless. Anyway, he refused to obey the principal's instructions. He was suspended on full pay, investigated, eventually dismissed. Right. Now, the thing is, the church is going to have a Church of Ireland ethos. He said that's Christian ethos. That's biblical, therefore, and therefore you mustn't go against the word of God. So that's his belief. It's not mine. It seems he's got such a bee in his bonnet. It doesn't matter that much if someone is called he, she, they, them, it, your majesty, whatever. Had he gone along with those instructions, he'd still be there teaching. No complaints about his teaching. He'd be being promoted. You think of all the good he could have achieved for his pupils and for himself in those years. But instead, he was dismissed from his job, and he's gone back and he's protested outside the grounds of the school. Now it's alleged that he entered the school and stuff like that. And so the guards were called. If you're not from Southern Ireland, you may not realise the Irish Republic, we call the police, garnish a corner. The guards arrested him and removed him from the school. He kept going back, protesting certainly outside the gates of the school. And then sort of injunctions restraining him from doing so, and broached those repeatedly, sometimes more than once a day, say there for hours at a time, and landed himself in court, was fined so many euros, eventually racked up fines of, is it, 225,000 euros, and on principle refused to pay those. I don't know how he's supporting himself. Is he living in destitution? I know some people, children's defenders, to avoid this, they just don't get paid anything, they don't own anything, so their accounts can't be garnished. There's no property to confiscate. Otherwise, they live off just handouts. So I don't know what Mr. Burke is doing work-wise, but he's landed in a jail cell, sometimes for contempt of court. But the point is, Enoch Burke has never harmed anyone. He's never attempted to harm anyone. He's never been accused of harming anyone. What he's engaged in is peaceful protest. It's alleged he entered the grounds of the school. I don't know if it's true or not. It's never been proven in court that he did enter the grounds of the school. But if he did, you know, trespass is a civil matter. It's not a criminal matter. So not with any malign intent. So you don't like his protest? Tough. Now, it doesn't have to be a left-right thing. You could be a left-winger like some Labour MPs in the United Kingdom or Joe Rowling, a big donor to the British Labour Party, and still recognise that sex is binary and transgender is nonsense, is whatever, body dysphoria. You're female, you want to believe you're male. That doesn't actually make you male. You're male, you want to be female. It doesn't make you the opposite sex. It's a delusion. You can call yourself whatever you want, but I don't have to call you that. You know, if I call myself John the Baptist, you should call me John the Baptist. That is wrong, because truth is the opposite to falsehood, isn't it? We shouldn't reinforce people in these delusions. And some people are just trying to be, they're just attention seekers. Teenagers just want to make a splash and annoy their parents and so on, and will grow out of it. But I don't share Enoch Burke's biblical worldview, but he is manifesting his constitutional rights, and he's been denied his human rights. So much the European Convention of Human Rights meant to protect his right to freedom of conscience, to peaceful protest and so forth. So there he is demonstrating, and he seems like a kook, wasting his time, being processed there dozens of times for hours at a time, achieving nothing towards his cause. So I admire him for his dedication. There's no question he's zealous and sincere about this, has done no harm whatsoever. In a free society, Mr. Burke's rights must be upheld. And what a waste of the guard's time to go and arrest him when he's not doing anything wrong. He's not doing anything bad to him. Did he enter school premises or not? It's not proven in court. And that's not a crime if he did. You know, this is a civil matter. At best, it's a misdemeanor. And so you think of all the time that's wasting. Yeah. Okay. Good point. Well, first of all, the court order should never have been made. It is true. Yeah. Contempt of court. But all right. The court order shouldn't have been made. He should be allowed to carry on protesting. But I agree, as the court order has been made, then okay, action has to be taken that. Otherwise, nobody would ever obey a court order. But I mean, he could win these things on appeal. I don't know how it's been appealed to a higher court, go to the Supreme Court and stuff like that. So free Enoch Burke. There's no reason being in a prison cell. Prison's for dangerous people. He's not a danger to anyone whatsoever. You know, injured feelings doesn't count. And some people may change their minds, may come around to Mr. Burke's way of thinking about things. And he said, you know, there may be some sort of Church of Ireland priest on the board of the school, not priest, bishop indeed, but of course he or she is kind of a completely craven coward. He's just going along with the establishment because they want an easy ride, they want to feather their nest, live in that palace, they want to wear the mitre and carry the crozier and stuff like that. So he should be let out. You think of the taxpayers' money that's wasted by keeping him there. This kook, he's, you know, rather eccentric, and he's not harmed anybody. So let him out. He's harmless. He's clearly not jeopardized the public. He's not imperiled the welfare of any child. And hearing words you don't want to hear, tough. I mean, you should have a dose of reality then. So that's why we ought to set Enoch Burke at liberty. It's a disgrace to Ireland that Mr. Burke has been locked up. I mean, I wouldn't be wasting my time on this silly protest at a fairly pointless cause of his. Okay, so what do you think? Should it be overturned on appeal? I'm not saying necessarily get his job back. Okay, if you work in a place, there are rules. If you don't accept those rules, then you're going to have to go. And, you know, not just once or twice, but breaching it many, many times. Maybe the principal shouldn't have made that ruling, and I believe he shouldn't. But okay, you know, I'm not a lawyer and I haven't studied Irish law. I don't actually know the law on this one. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal. George Callahan 79@gmail.com. Goodbye.